In the name of Jesus, amen. A woman has been suffering from a discharge of blood for 12 years, too long. A girl dies at the young age of 12, too soon. The number is significant. For the woman, 12 years is too much time. It signifies ongoing chronic suffering, a long time of failed doctor visits and ineffective remedies. She has done everything she can for 12 long years, but to no avail. And then there is the crushing shame of being labeled ritually impure, unclean, for something she can do nothing about. To the woman, 12 years must have seemed like an eternity, like a miserable existence with no end, no relief in sight. The number matters for the girl, the daughter of Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue. 12 years is not long enough, it's too little. 12 means that a tender life is cut short too quickly, too soon. 12 signifies the suddenness of tragedy. To the father, his little girl's untimely death must have come as a shock. So much promise, so little time. And then the crushing grief of losing a loved one, with the wailing sounds of crowds and funeral music in the background. 12 years must have seemed like an unfinished biography, a story abruptly brought to an end. 12 years, too long, too soon. Some illnesses can hang on to loved ones for a long time. And at times, we feel loved ones have left us too soon. What to do? The woman could have resigned herself to her sickness, even if reluctantly. She could have said, I've lived with this sickness for 12 years anyway. What's 12 more? Maybe I'll survive. The father could have resigned himself to his daughter's death, looked for a way to perhaps make it hurt a little less. At least I had her for 12 years, 12 years of good memories. The father and the woman could have simply accepted their reality, however undesirable, for what it was, and just tried to move on with their lives, make the best out of a tragic situation. But they cannot. They will not do it. They cannot and will not accept reality as most people see it. And the reason is Jesus. They must have been among the crowds. They heard Jesus speaking with authority, and Jesus, by his divine words, draws them in. Jesus draws the girl's father and the suffering woman to himself and to his way of seeing things, to his view of reality. While he was saying these things, behold, a ruler came in and knelt before him. And behold, a woman came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment while he was speaking with divine authority. So what is Jesus' reality? It's the kingdom of God. It's the gracious rule of his Father on earth. And in this view of reality, Jesus is establishing the kingdom by saving people from the powers of the old age. Jesus preaches and brings about this kingdom when he forgives sins, drives out demons, heals the sick, raises the dead. The stuff of Matthew 9, Matthew 8, and a few other places. In Jesus' view, sickness and death are leftovers from the old corrupt age, enemies of God, which Jesus has to eradicate from his creation by his words and deeds. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. The old powers that keep people in bondage to the powers of the anti-kingdom must give way to and finally be driven out by a new king. There's a new sheriff in town. There's a new ruler on earth. There is one Lord, one Savior, and his name is Jesus. And by his presence and his words, Jesus makes known this mystery of the kingdom to a grieving father and a sick woman deemed unclean. The father knelt before him, which means that the ruler of the synagogue here bends the knee, or better yet, worships, from the Greek proskineo, worships Jesus as the ruler of creation. He knows Jesus as his Lord and his daughter's Lord. And the woman, touching Jesus' garment, says to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I will be made well. Or better yet, I will be saved." From the Greek sozo. The woman knows Jesus as the Savior of creation, as her Savior. You see, these stories of healing are stories of faith, of seeing reality with the eyes of the kingdom, of seeing reality through the eyes of trust in Jesus as Savior and Lord, of seeing not only by sight, but seeing by faith. And so Jesus tells the sick woman, whom he drew to himself and who knows him as her Savior, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well. Your faith in me has saved you." And in the healing of this unclean woman, Jesus gives us an anticipated sign of the final manifestation of the kingdom of God, of a restored creation, where there will be no sickness and all the sick will be well, and where the unclean will be healed and welcomed into God's presence. And what about the girl's father? For sure he knows that his daughter has died, but he will not let this define reality in any kind of ultimate sense. Kneeling before Jesus, he tells him, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live." His is a bold faith in Jesus as the Lord of life, the one who alone can raise the dead to life. Here the father's words at first carry the force of an imperative. Lay your hand. And then he declares what Jesus will bring about in the future. She will live. And after the father addresses Jesus, the text tells us that Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. What? Aren't we supposed to follow Jesus? But you see, when Jesus draws the man to himself, The man now sees differently. He can't help himself. He must ask Jesus to answer his plea, for Jesus alone can do it. And Jesus does, and Jesus follows this man to bless him, to accompany him, to bless his daughter. The father's faith is a complete opposite of the reaction Jesus gets from the people wailing at the sight of the girl's death, the people who laughed at him when he told them, "Go away, for the girl is sleeping." The crowd laughs at Jesus and his words because, you see, they have resigned themselves to death having the last word. They only live by sight. But the girl's father believes in Jesus and his promise. The girl is sleeping. He sees reality through the eyes of the kingdom to come, through the eyes of faith in Jesus as Lord of creation. And Jesus manifests God's rule on earth by raising the dead to life. He took her by the hand, and the girl arose. Here, we have another anticipated sign of the kingdom, of a restored creation where death will be defeated. And the dead, those who like the girl, fall asleep, waiting, expecting Christ's visitation, will rise to everlasting life. You know, sometimes we read these stories of healing and say to ourselves, that was then, but what about now? What about us? Well, we too suffer illnesses and grieve the death of loved ones. Sometimes those illnesses last too long, and sometimes loved ones die too soon. But like the girl's father and the sick woman, we do not live as if sickness and death have the last word. No, we cannot, and we will not. Because Jesus has given us another set of lens. Jesus has given us eyes to see life in terms of his kingdom. Jesus is the same Lord and Savior today. He still draws us to himself by his word. We too kneel before him and worship him. We too touch his glorified body in his meal and seek his forgiveness and receive his gifts and healing. And because Jesus rules graciously in our lives, we now see reality not by sight, no matter if the world is laughing. No, we see by faith in his promises. Daughter, take heart. Your faith has saved you. Don't be anxious. Believe. The girl is sleeping. And Jesus has also taught us to pray for his kingdom to come now, even now. And he invites us to be bold and ask him to fulfill his promises to us of a new creation by delivering us from bondage to the powers of sin, the devil, and death, yea, even from sickness itself. For what is sickness but a reminder that all is not well with us and with this world? What is sickness but even a harbinger of death itself? Friends in Christ, because of Jesus, we are bold to pray for his kingdom to come. And we are bold to approach our loving Father in prayer when times are tough. and the suffering is even unbearable. For the world, prayer is nothing. But for us, it's hanging on to Jesus at all times. We can be sure, brothers and sisters in Christ, that the same Lord who listened and answered the pleas of the Father and the woman will listen to and answer our prayers today. We can be sure that He will heal us from our sicknesses and deliver us from death. If not already now, then at His final coming, in His final visitation, in His second advent, when He will visit us and make all things new and right in His kingdom, which has no end. Take heart. Your faith in Him has saved you. Amen.